you for calling customer care. My name is Risa. Can I have your zip code, please?
44134.
44134, thank you. Give me one moment.
And what's your zip code? Where are you located?
I'm in the United States, ma'am. I'm in a call center.
United States, where in the United States?
Around Alabama, ma'am.
Alabama, okay.
Around.
Okay. And I'm calling because I would like my credit card number taken off of the product that I was going to have the shipping paid for. I don't need that product, and I want that canceled and taken off your account.
Let's try to put an order for you. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
What is your zip code one more time, please?
44134.
First and last name, please.
Amber Frigie, Frigie.
So you don't, what's your shipping address for security purposes, please?
What's my shipping address for security purposes, you asked?
Yes, I need to verify the account is yours, ma'am.
7189 Meadow Lane, Parma, Ohio, 44134.
Okay, thank you for that information. So I'll locate the account for the LaVere Face Cream and Ice Serum. The order was created on March 30th at 10:09 a.m. for $7.45 and $6.70 for shipping and handling. And the product has been shipped out. But you're saying that you don't want to continue with the subscription, correct?
Yes.
Well, the product it is to reduce wrinkles, increase collagen, even out skin tone, ma'am. We can apply a 16-day extension for you to have a whole month with the product. What do you think about that?
What did you say?
I can apply a 16-day extension for you to try out the product a little bit longer, for you to have a whole month with the product.
You're gonna apply a 16-day extension.
If you want to continue.
I don't want it.
Okay. The reason why I'm advising you that, ma'am, because we do have an early cancellation fee, especially because the item has been shipped out. For you to avoid that cancellation fee, what I recommend is for you to call back when you receive the product or 5 days after your trial expires.
I don't understand. How do you only have, you're saying there's an early cancellation fee, but for what? I didn't sign up for anything. That's what I'm not understanding.
When you place the order, you agree that you were going to be in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel. We do have an early cancellation fee. That's $6.95 and $6.75 for the item.
But this is what I'm not understanding. When I'm on the page right now where I purchase this item, it does not, it says a 14, 30-day trial, but what is the trial period? Like, what am I trying? I'm not trying
anything.
The
trial is for the customer to call in and cancel and to try out the product if they want to continue. They don't get billed for the, if they don't want to continue, they call in their try and cancel the account because that's a full 30-day supply. That is not a sample that you're going to get, ma'am. The product has already been shipped out.
So if I wait 14 days, I don't have to pay a cancellation fee, you're saying?
Call in before your 14-day trial period expires. You'll call them 5 days after your trial expires.
Oh my God, this makes call in 14
call
days
in.
Before my trial period ends. When is my trial period?
Call in 5 days after your before your trial expires. Let me give me one moment.
I didn't know there was no trial. That's what I'm saying. You
yes,
guys don't say this.
You're reading that information. You just read it to me. Give me one moment. Your trial will expire on April 12th. What I recommend for you to do is call back on April 8th to cancel the account. That will be on Thursday, next Thursday.
So why would I?
To avoid that cancellation fee, ma'am.
Well, first of all, what did I sign up for? What am I being?
You're getting billed the shipping and handling of a 30-day supply. You're in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel for the item. If you do not call in your trial, then you get billed the retail price of the item because that's the actual product. That is not a sample. The retail price of that item is $92.90 and $91.89 because they're two different items. I'm recommending for you to call back on April 8th for you not to get billed the retail price and for you not to get billed the early cancellation fee.
So if I cancel right now, okay, but
if you cancel
what
right
I,
now,
un-
we
will- what?
If you cancel right
I'm
now, you get billed the shipping, the cancellation fee, ma'am. The early cancellation fee.
And what I already paid, the shipping and handling.
Correct.
And so what did I even, oh my God, what did I sign up for? When I literally bought this, I'm literally just buying those two things, correct?
No. You're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call, have you ever been in a trial, ma'am?
No, I don't know what this is at all. I thought I was literally winning a gift, supposedly. That's what I was told I was doing.
On the your 14-day is your end period. If you don't call in that end period, on the 15-day, you get billed the retail price of that item, $92.90 and $91.89. And then you get billed every month for that, for a different, the same product, but you get different, a shipment every month for $92.90 and $91.89. It's a monthly
membership.
Don't you
think it, but you know, you don't have that anywhere on.
It's stated in the terms and policies, ma'am. If you go back to where you placed the order, you'll click on the terms and policies, and it will advise you that you're in a 14-day trial period. It will tell you your period starts the day you place the order and will expire on the 14 day. You have to call in and cancel. On the 15 day, you get billed the retail price. And ongoing charges will get billed to the same card that you just placed the order from.
So now, if I cancel right now, I'll just have to pay the early cancellation fees.
You have already paid the shipping and handling of the item. You'll pay the early cancellation fee. To avoid you paying the early cancellation fee,
oh my gosh, I can't.
What are you not?
But I'm not okay. I'm not. But today, I'm not going to have to pay the retail price of the product. If I cancel right now, then I don't have to pay the.
No, but I'm advising you to void the cancellation fee and the retail price of the item to call back on April 8th. For you not to
If I call back April 8th, I'm already going to be charged the retail price.
No, you're not. The early
I thought you said after 14. I thought you said on my 15 days.
Let me tell you when your 14-day trial expires. Your 14-day trial expires on April 12th. If you call in on April 8th, You won't get billed the early cancellation fee, and you will not get billed the retail price of the item because you're calling in your trial, and you're calling in when you already have the item.
Okay, so then when I call on April 8th, I'll only have to pay what?
You won't have to pay nothing. You have already paid the shipping and handling for the item.
So I won't be charged anything if I call on April 8th?
Correct.
And if I stayed on it every month, I'd be charged what?
92.90 and 91.89.
And that would be on like what day?
Let me see. So you get billed for this product if you don't call in your trial. After your 14-day trial period, on the 15th day, you get billed for that product because that product is the original item. That is a 30-day supply.
Okay, so on my 15th day, so that would be basically like April 13th?
April 13th, you get billed for the item that you pay the shipping and handling. And then from April 13th, a month passes by, you'll get billed on April, on May 1st.
May 13th. May 1st.
Yes.
And then every month on it.
And then every month will be on May 1st, on the 1st.
Or the 1st. Okay. All right. So then call back the 8th.
Correct.
Just
and
to
I'll
cancel.
Know,
and,
correct.
Okay. And then otherwise the cancellation fee is $6 per item?
Six, not, one of them is, let's see. One of them is $6.95 and $6.75.
Okay. All right. Okay, so then I will be calling on, I guess, April 8th.
Okay.
And
you're all
thank
set.
You for helping. Yeah, thank you for helping me. Sorry, I was just confusing because I have you talk. I was trying to talk to you, and my mom's in the background telling me stuff, and I'm like, okay.
No,
so,
you're fine.
I'm sorry.
I completely understand. That's why I asked if you have ever been in a trial, so I can explain
no,
a little
yeah,
bit
I had,
slower.
Yeah, never have been, so I had no clue what that even means. I thought it meant something completely different.
No, you're
but,
fine.
All right, thank you so much, and you have a good day.
You too, and thank you also for calling Customer Care, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.